boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Obataya takes on Noel McCallion. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount+ subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Are you embarrassed to be from Minnesota? I'm not embarrassed, but I am sick of having to explain what the heck is going on here. It's drive time. Jason with you, Dan here, Laura Oakes bringing you up to date on the news as well. Michelle Tafoya has done a couple of interviews where she has said that it's embarrassing to be from Minnesota. And we can get into a conversation at 651-461-9226 if this is a good political strategy. I have my doubts. But in no way am I embarrassed to be from Minnesota. Here's what Michelle Tafoya said in an interview, trying to make the argument that she's going to turn it around so you guys don't have to apologize for being from here anymore.
Minnesotans are exhausted, and John, quite frankly, they're embarrassed.
Yeah.
I have talked to hundreds of voters in Minnesota who have told me, gosh, I went on vacation this summer. I didn't want to tell people where I was from because it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And it's true.
Is it? 651-461-9226. We have a practice today of making everything so personal. And when I heard this interview, and she repeated this sort of commentary, she said this a number of times before. This isn't just one interview being taken out of context. But I don't know, man, like, because there's screwed up stuff that's been happening in this state doesn't make me want to say I'm from Iowa. What? Why? I guess I don't get the logic. I don't get the logic. And is your life so politically focused that, like, you're on vacation in Boston or L.A. or Washington, D.C., and you're, like, hanging out at a bar or at a national park? And someone's like, God, where are you from? Oof. I don't want to say. Is that real? I don't know. To me, I could never imagine. I'm proud to be from Minnesota. That doesn't waver based on who's in political office, what scandal is going on right here. No, absolutely not. 651-461-9226. Commenters online on our Facebook page where we're streaming and on YouTube. Are you embarrassed to be from Minnesota? Ann Nordby says no. Neil says, I'm proud that I live in Minnesota. Bill is in Emperor Grove Heights. Bill, are you embarrassed to be from Minnesota?
No, I'm born and raised in Minnesota, and I've lived in three other states, including Illinois and Texas and Florida, and I'm always proud to have been from Minnesota, still proud. And I think for somebody who's not originally from Minnesota, who moved here, who's a transplant, which is frankly one thing, can we ever really trust the transplant?
Hey, wait a minute.
Come on.
Bill, I've
you
only...
You're not born...
That's true. That? I mean, how many years do I need to get to? Is 25 enough where I'll be legit, or will I always be a carpetbagger?
I think your radio predecessor's dad, half of his lifetime, half of the Sid Hartman lifetime, and then you can claim it. That's what I think.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, that's what I think. No, I just, and to run around, and I know there's a lot of people on social media who tell everybody they're, you know, not happy to be from Minnesota. They have to
Can't wait to get out of this state.
Right. I went to Disney World and I wore my Rebel Star Wars Minnesota Loon shirt, and I had probably about 20 people that told me, right on, man, and they liked the shirt. And I'm not happy about the fraud. I'm certainly not. I don't think it's great.
Same,
but
yeah.
Like, you know, I'm that doesn't make me less. At least I'm from a state where we still try to help people, right? We are from a state where we made a mistake, but we also didn't, you know, we had a federal government that sent people here and killed two people. So I just think, I think that's the wrong political strategy. And if you're going to crap on your state, you're just not going to get people out to vote for you.
Yeah, I sort of feel that way, too. Thanks, Bill. Beth is on a phone at 651-461-9226. Beth, are you embarrassed to be from Minnesota?
I am not.
Yeah. Do you get where Michelle Tafoya is coming from? Because I do get where she's coming from, but it still rubs me the wrong way, you know?
Well, I get where she's coming from because I believe perhaps she's thinking that that's how her usual constituency feels. But if she wants to more broadly appeal to, you know, more centrist people so she can get herself elected, I think it's the wrong message. And one of the reasons I think that way is... my adult daughter went to France in June. My brother, who will remain nameless, but is a retired high-ranking member of the Minnesota National Guard, told my daughter, he said, don't tell people you're from the United States. Tell people you're from Minnesota.
Huh.
And that's what they both did. He was in Norway. She was in France. And, you know, no, Minnesota is not a dirty word. And my best, my one of my good friends in Dallas is so proud to say she's a Minnesotan. So I think as a political strategy, maybe it would work for running for governor, but I don't think it's going to work for her.
Thanks, Beth. Appreciate that. It is an interesting question, right? This idea, and I get where people are coming from, right? So I'm not bringing this up to blast Michelle Tafoya, because I think this sort of messaging I've been hearing a lot about, and it does make me think, look, as situations change, as different things go on, it's understandable that your level of satisfaction with where you live ebbs and flows. I get that. I just, like, the people who are like, I can't wait to get out of here, which frankly, and I'm sure we'll see this probably now deleted post on Twitter back in the ads against Michelle Tafoya. But Tafoya had posted before that she want, you know, first chance she gets, she's going to move out of here, or she's exploring moving out of here. If I remember right, I recall seeing some sort of social media post like that. And look, you're allowed to have some frustration. You're allowed to have hyperbole. Like, to me, that's not like, oh, we're done with you. This conversation has no bearing on how I feel about this Senate race and how I'm going to vote. I don't know how I'm going to vote. I'm looking forward to the campaign with these two, with Peggy Flanagan and Michelle Tafoya. But to me, like, I'm proud to be from Minnesota. And if someone's going to ask, I don't know, doesn't this say more about like the kind of people you surround yourself with? And you kind of get around, you're griping about like, I hate this state. Well, you can get away with that for a little bit, but I would like to vote for people who love this state. Deb's in Owatonna. Deb, embarrassed to be from Minnesota? I get where Michelle Tafoya is coming from. I reject that way of framing it.
Am I on?
You're on, Deb. Go for it.
Oh, okay. Yes, a very good question. I think that Michelle Tafoya has talked to a number of people, and they have told her that's how they feel.
Yeah, I believe that.
Doesn't mean she feels that way. She's running because she loves the state. She's lived here for a long time. She's always been very positive about Minnesota. Does not mean that's how she feels. She wants to fix that so people do feel some sense. These people, I'm not saying everybody,
sure,
like you,
sure,
the commentator, are saying you're proud. I grew up here, but I will say I do live now in Florida. And whenever I mention where I've been from, where I grew up, people kind of laugh.
Yeah.
Now, how do you feel about that? I feel embarrassed. That's when you feel embarrassed. It's like, come on, there's some beauty in this state. There's many people, wonderful people, great lakes, great territory. But it's the government. It's the, why is Governor Walz not running again? Just ask yourself that question.
Yeah, I think we know why he's not running again, right? Thanks, Deb. Danny in Maple Grove. I mean, he's not running again because there's no way he was going to win. He was going to bring down the Democratic ticket because of the constant questions and legitimate questions about fraud. Danny, are you embarrassed to tell people you're from Minnesota?
Well, first of all, I was in Minnesota for 60 years. We went to Florida for 20 years, and now we're back here in Minnesota because it's such a great place to live. But I am embarrassed about being from Minnesota and having Michelle Tafoya be selected as a candidate to run for Senate when she is a person who has absolutely no bona fides. She has never done public service. She's never served on a committee. She has nothing to offer the people of Minnesota who are willing to sacrifice to live here because it's a great place. So I'm embarrassed that they would have selected her to be a candidate.
Thanks, Danny. I don't think you need to have done the gig before to be a good candidate. I don't. I think it's about leadership. It's about vision. It's about getting people to support you in the electorate. It's about getting people to work with you at the Senate. Like, to me, does your past record help? Yes. But it's not a deal breaker for me. 651-461-9226. Lots of texts coming in. We'll share more of your texts, more of your calls. Are you embarrassed to be from Minnesota? I'm not. I'm not. And I wish we didn't wrap everything in our politics. Drive Time back in just a minute.
Boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Opetaia takes on Noel Michalian. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount Plus subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+. Plus.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's Awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Are you embarrassed to be from Minnesota? Texture really perfectly encapsulated how I feel about this. Michelle Tafoya, in an interview, said that she's been talking to a lot of people who are saying it's embarrassing when you go on vacation and someone says, where are you from, to admit that you're from Minnesota. Texture says, I'm not embarrassed, but I have to admit I've had to defend it several times. I think that's fair. I have had to. You get this sort of like, what's going on there? That's that kind of question. Texter's proud, not at all embarrassed to be from Minnesota, however embarrassed for the city of Minneapolis and its leadership. Another texter saying, considering the dumb questions people outside of Minnesota have asked me about the state, they are the ones I'm embarrassed for. Texter says Minneapolis is the embarrassment. My friends up north would love to separate from the Twin Cities. I hear that attitude a lot around the state. It makes me sad. I know we've always had this sort of little bit of separation between greater Minnesota, where they would call us the Cityites, and people in greater Minnesota love to play the victim by talking about one time that Tim Walz said it's rocks and cows country. It's not productive to me. I love every part, every area of this state. I wouldn't want, part of the magic of Minneapolis and St. Paul is that you're a close drive to the country, the rural parts of this state. You're close to the range. You're close to the bluffs. You're close to Red Wing. Like, all that stuff is cool.
I wonder what those folks would think when they saw their new property tax bill after the resources of southern portions of Minnesota were denied to them.
I think it's more, don't you think it's more just a fact that people feel, I guess I can't tell if it's people feel disrespected by the city people. Because the city people, I think, for years, I would say, man, people in the cities look down on the greater Minnesota people as like somehow they're dumber or something like that. You know, more it's country bumpkins. I don't know. Like these days, I definitely feel more of the frustration coming from rural Minnesota. Remember the one Minnesota bit from Governor Walz? Would have been nice. Maybe it was just a pipe dream even back then. Ken is in Crosby, 651-461-9226. Ken, are you embarrassed to be from Minnesota?
Well, I'll give you my true experience. I grew up as a farm boy in a little town of Milroy, Walnut Grove. And when I graduated from high school, I went to Mankato for 4 years. And then I spent 35 years in Bloomington, and now the last 20 in Crosby. and we winter in Florida, Sandra, my wife and I. And when all I have down in Florida, all I had was Minnesota T-shirts, every color and everything. And that's what I would wear, whether I went to the grocery store or anything. And I would always be, oh, you're from Minnesota. Or, where are you from in Minnesota? So we'd always have a really good conversation. And then all of a sudden, after last year, the 2 years, I'm wearing my Minnesota shirt. And instead of saying, oh, where are you from? They're saying, are you from Minnesota? Mm. That was exactly the classic phrase that I'm getting.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry I'm not wearing my Minnesota shirts anymore.
Oh, yeah. It is, you know, I think a lot of this has to do with who you surround yourself with. And we're getting a lot of texters saying, oh, when I go to Florida, everyone's ba, 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 ba. Well,
right.
Yeah, of course. You left Minnesota to go to a no income tax state where right. It's very conservative, probably, in the spots that people are going. I bet
true.
It's a big Fox News crowd. And yes, mm-hmm. Minnesota, for some ways, very well deserved, has been mocked in the national media. So I get that. But I also do think it very much has to do with who we surround ourselves with. Right? Like the callers who called in and said, oh, I'm getting applauded for wearing my Minnesota. Sure, if you go to more liberal areas, they're probably like, hey, Minnesota, you guys stood up to ICE. Pretty cool.
Yeah. But, you know, it's unfortunate. There's really only one word that distinguishes us now, and the word is fraud. I mean, if you could eliminate the word fraud, and that's the one that's where we've got our label on our forehead now.
Right.
Do
you
it wouldn't
think that's
be so
fair?
Bad.
I mean, you know, when you think about Florida, for example, I mean,
right.
for years and years, the mockery would be about like the way that Florida would show up in the news. And if you want to find fraud,
true.
I think you can find it in Florida. I'm not saying like I'm not trying
sure.
to downplay our fraud. We got our problems. But it is
sure.
interesting how we've become. Well, it's not all that interesting. The president made us the poster child for this. So that's sort of how
true.
It went.
Yeah.
Good
yeah,
stuff.
It's a dynamic.
I
wish it would go away as quickly as it came, though. It came on really fairly quickly.
It's not
going away quite as quick.
That's an excellent point, Ken. Thank you. John, you're on CCO. Embarrassed or not?
Not at all. I moved over to New Richmond to be close to family a few years ago, but I'm very proud of where I'm from. But something you mentioned in the last segment, I kind of wanted to touch on. So you said that, you know, you want a candidate who has a vision and things like that. I want a candidate who will listen, you know? Why is there shame in saying, I don't have all the answers, but I want to listen to your problems and try and solve them, you know? Everyone comes in with, I'm going to do A, B, C, and D. Have you actually listened to anybody that you represent?
Boy, that's such a good point. That's such a good point, John, because we've gotten into this sort of crazy world where candidates now are going to release their, here's my 27-point plan on this. Here's my, now, I want you to have some ideas, but I feel what you're saying. Like, I want people running from office who can hear us and listen to us as well. I think that's part of the frustration people are having, right? That we don't feel like our voice is being listened to.
Sure, it's honest and human, too. You know, if you truly believe that you're going to elect somebody that knows everything and knows how to solve every problem, you're kidding yourself. I'd rather have somebody who's approachable and I can talk to. You know, granted, I don't think I'm going to walk in and have an audience with a U.S. senator whenever I want to, but, you know,
right.
there are some representatives where, you know, this station has tried to get a hold of dozens of times and they can't. I would love if someone was approachable and accountable for their decisions.
Good call. Thanks, John. Appreciate you. Thanks for listening and for calling in. Jason, I've lived in Minnesota for nearly 60 years. We do not look down on our state. What we do have to do is defend ourselves for being a city and for spending on bike lanes. The Minneapolis kind of conversation. Minneapolis funds 66% of the state's resources. It is true. We've tried to talk about that. I don't know that that is a winning argument, though. We fund you. I don't know how to change minds on this one, to be honest. I wish I had. The only thing I think that sort of changes people's minds is getting them to come here, see the lakes, see the theater, go to a Twins game, like that kind of stuff, you know. But it's tough. Good calls, great texts. It's an interesting scenario, right? And I'm not blasting Michelle Tafoya on this because I think she is tapping into a real frustration that people have out there. My message is do not be embarrassed to be from this state. And can we get it back to where we aren't a laughing stock? Yes. But it takes two in this party. Yes, you got to clean things up in Minnesota, but you also have to have a president who is not hell-bent on putting that bullseye right over our state. That's part of this. Why are we in the national attention? Some of it is mismanagement of this state by people and Democrats in this state. Some of it is because of the fault of the thieves, the fraudsters. And then some of it is also the fault of the president. Let's break. In a minute, there's been a big effort put on bringing movies back to Minnesota, getting more production happening here. I think we all like it, right? Don't you guys like it when you see a Minnesota scene in a movie? A film has been shot here and it's debuting this week. We are going to speak with one of the actors in the movie Good Sport in just a minute here on Drive Time.
Boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Opetaia takes on Noel Michalian. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount Plus subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey, excuse me?
Well, hello, handsome.
What's up, shawty? Oh, my bad, OG. She with you?
Oh, that's fine.
So it's unclear as where your coach is, right? No one knows where he's at?
That is correct.
Okay, so I need a coach to start this game back up per league policy. So,
Marky, we have Marky. Go.
Any
Marky,
takers?
Go.
Can we just wait like 5 minutes?
No.
Coward, go.
No. I can step in. Ooh. Jeff's got it.
Well, you going to sit there? You going to get your ass up?
That is a clip from the Minnesota-made movie called Good Sport. It's having its Minnesota Edina Man Theater debut this month. And one of the actors in the film, Sari Lennick, my friend, my fellow member at the Minneapolis Club, is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Sari, how are you?
What's up, Darasha? How are you, buddy?
I'm outstanding, outstanding. Your movie called Good Sport, and if you're watching on our live stream right now on YouTube, you see the movie poster, which you point out. Your mother said this is another movie where you look terrible in it.
Where I look hideous. Yeah. No, 100%. Yeah, just another one where I look hideous.
It's, you know, I mean, as long as the paycheck clears, what do you really care, you know?
I think it's because I'm making faces, and I think maybe some of those faces might be similar to some faces that she's made in her life. So, I don't know. I'm not going to ask you to do therapy right now, but I think you're connecting the dots.
It's a little too close to home for Mom. The storyline of this movie, Good Sport, I think is at once absurd and at the same time sort of relatable when you're...
1,000,000,000%.
Right? Tell us what this movie's about.
So the movie is about this dude, Pat. His ex-wife is getting remarried. He's hungover and he's coaching his son's basketball game. So the basketball game happens, the whole movie happens in real time. Once we get to the basketball game, Pat, our lead character, played by the amazing Minnesota-based actor, Sam Landman. Once we get to the basketball game, we are now in real time, and the whole movie takes place over the course of this kid's basketball game. And what unfolds before you is some pretty reprehensible behavior on the part of the adults, including me. I play the ultimate tiger mom. I'm new to that phrase, tiger mom. I thought it was like helicopter mom. But if we need to take helicopter up a notch, I guess the new notch is Tiger Mom. So
yes, Tiger Mom, that was like a thing a couple years ago. I remember there was a book about like the Tiger Mom theory. Tough mom, right?
Tough mom, real involved, has an opinion about a lot of stuff.
Stereotypical Wayzata High School / Edina High School moms.
Yeah, it's funny. I was just communicating with their sports athletic group today because we thought maybe they wanted to bring some groups and see the movie because we might all see ourselves reflected just a bit. I mean, you have kids. You remember like crazy parents that their kids, I hate to throw out the word crazy, but crazy is as crazy does, man. Do you remember crazy parents at your kids' sporting events?
Well, we thought all of the parents were crazy except us. So is that how every parent looks at it? Perhaps. But yeah, I mean, the hardcore obsessed sports parent, it's not exactly the DeRusha way. Let's put it that way. But like, yeah. It is funny.
Or the Lennick way.
But it is funny. It's funny to see. Yes.
Oh, it's so funny to see. And I don't think we've really seen it reflected in film. It's so absurd. And it's really like that. I don't even think we're so wildly over the top, even though this is like a serious comedy, but it's a comedy. But it's just kind of the way. I was treating my son this morning and I was like, remind me who it was who got thrown out of games. He was like, yeah, it was my coach's mom. And I was like, what, really? She was 70 years old, Jason. The woman was 70 years old and she got thrown out of two club basketball games when we were living in L.A.
My brother-in-law's dad is the one who gets kicked out of games. And he's got to be late 60s, early 70s for sure. He's a tough one.
I think that kind of passion will keep you around.
Maybe you and me have done it wrong. We should be more ridiculous at the sports events. Good Sport is the name of the movie. It is at the Edina 4. So it's at the Mann Theaters in Edina, which is just such a beautiful theater right there at 50th in France. And
isn't it amazing? I know. And what they've done with it and the Gold Bar. We're going to be at the Gold Bar after every screening. I'll be there. I also produced the movie along with Andrew Zuckerman, who wrote and directed it, and John Cronin and Dylan Orth, who are high school buddies of Andrew, dude you met this past weekend. So they started out producing it. I came on. I met Andrew at a bar one day And he recognized me from another movie I had done quite a while ago here in Minnesota. And we became buddies and then ended up making this movie together.
Why did you guys do this movie in Minnesota?
First of all, I would do every movie in Minnesota. I love making movies here, and everybody wants movies made here. I mean, everyone's super thrilled. It's not just amenable. They're like fired up. And I just wrapped a movie this past week that we shot in Duluth, and there were a bunch of actors that came in from everywhere, including India. And it's just a great place to shoot. People are really into it, as are we. You know, there are these rebates now. We have rebates in the state of Minnesota. Additionally, we have Iron Range rebates. We want to keep those going because people want to come here and shoot. But the reason we did it when we did it, so I met Andrew at a bar. When we made the movie, he was literally half my age. I was 48 and he was 24, and we became best buddies. But we met initially at, I think, Modest Brewery downtown when I first moved back to Minneapolis. And he was kind of nervous to come up to me because he had recognized me from something. And then he was tenacious. He asked me to read his screenplay, and then he followed up because I wasn't going to do it, Durasha. How many people do you really use that stuff? You ignore it. But the person who keeps calling,
sounds
like
vaguely,
I did with you.
This sounds very personal here. How many emails did I ignore? You know what? Let's say you're on the show. It's neither here nor there.
A dog with a bone, man. I'm a dog with a bone. I don't do it for everybody. You. So he just kept writing to me, and I was like, okay, let's meet. So we ended up meeting at the Caribou in St. Louis Park every month for like a year and a half. And I would read his screenplays and we would talk. And then he handed me this one, and he said, I think we can do this pretty reasonably. And it was right around when the writer's strike was starting. And then we knew the actor's strike was going to follow. Mm. And he's like, I think we can do this pretty reasonably. And we shot in his district high school where the two other producers, I think one of the producers had gone to high school. So we could shoot the whole thing in 2 weeks. It was a little surreal, like Groundhog Day, because the whole thing takes place in the course of this one basketball game. So you're in the same clothes for 2 weeks. So you don't remember. And then we would finish shooting and then we would wrap and then go to the bar and hang out by the Mall of America, where all my friends who we brought in from out of town, most of the cast is Minnesota based, but we brought in some really amazing actors to join the amazing actors here from out of town. So we would just hang out at the bar every night and then start the whole thing all over again the next day. And it was wildly Groundhog Day because there were no, you know, you didn't have like apparel to mark the passage of time.
The time, right, because you're back in the same wardrobe.
Yeah, we were just over and over again. It was pretty amazing. And so we did it. We shot it. The timing was great. We got actors we might not have been able to get had there not been an actor strike, because under a certain level, like at a certain budget point, we were able to get certain actors who ordinarily wouldn't have been able to do this project.
Nice. Sari Lennick is with us. The movie is called Good Sport. It's tonight, the 13th at 7 p.m.
We sold out tonight.
Already sold
out. We're playing through the 20th,
got a 4 p.m. and a 7 p.m. So people need to go to mantheaters.com. A lot of 4 p.m. showings over the next couple weeks. And from there, see how it goes. Pretty cool, Sari. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you, friend.
All right.
Thanks, Jason.
There she goes, Sari Lennick. Good Sport is the name of the movie. Only at the Mann Theater in Edina right now. But we like this. Movie shot in Minnesota with Minnesota actors. Good stuff. Now, we also like to give away tickets. And we're going to do that in just a minute. I need contestants right now. Do you want to win tickets to Tim McGraw? 651-461-9226. This is the Pawn Shop Guitar Tour, and the Chicks are the openers. So today, if you're a fan of the Chicks, you have an advantage in the Name That Two competition. 651-461-9226. Line it up. You will name a song by the Chicks, and you will win two tickets to Tim McGraw, Target Field, August 23rd, thanks to Live Nation. We'll do that when we come back. Oh, that's it. That's it. Dan Cook making it tough, making it tough. We are playing Name That Tune for a two-pack of tickets to see Tim McGraw at Target Field. This is August 23rd, a Sunday afternoon and evening. The Chicks, Lady A, and more. Today it's the Chicks, and we've got full phone lines at 651-461-9226. Let's give our first contestant a chance, Linda in Andover. Linda, I'll play the clip one more time. Holding on. That's it. Can you name that tune, Linda?
Is it Am I the Only One?
Is it Am I the Only One? Oh, it is not. We're doing it again tomorrow, Linda. Try again. Pam in Chanhassen. Pam, can you name that The Chicks tune?
I'm the Only One.
No, not correct. Sorry, Pam. Andrew in Edina. Can you name that Chicks tune?
Jason?
Yes.
I'm going to say I lost my dog in the trailer park.
Oh, that sounds like a personal problem, Andrew. I'm sorry, not correct. Sharon and Albert Lee, are we going to get through all of these calls? Sharon, can you name that song for the Chicks?
I don't think I can. Is it's not Gaslighter.
It is not Gaslighter. Ron and Woodbury, you're our last contestant, but we'll fill up the phone lines again if you can't get it. Can you name that tune?
Can you play it one more time?
Sure, one more clip. Here we go. Yeah, that didn't help, did it?
Maybe Tonight the Heartache's on You?
No, not right. 651-461-9226. We, for the first time, have gone through all five callers for this concert, the Pawn Shop Guitar Tour 2026. Maybe we should just take people without getting their name, Dan. What do you think? Let's just take Matt on line one. Matt, can you hear me?
Jason, how you doing?
I'm awesome. Can you name the Chicks tune?
I think it's There's Your Trouble.
Goodness. Now, did you have to Google? Did you Google it or did you just figure it out, Matt?
I did not. No, I've heard that song a million times.
Very well done. That's a great song. You're going to see the Chicks. They are part of the opening lineup for the Tim McGraw Pawn Shop Guitar Tour. There's still a couple of tickets available at Ticketmaster.com, but not many at sort of the sticker price. You know, it's the resale tickets are out there, but you're going for free thanks to Drive Time. Congrats.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
We are excited for you. Who are you bringing?
Oh, I got to bring my wife, of course.
All right. Well, you know, you never know. You know, try to keep things together until August 23rd, at least, when you're going to Target Field. That'll be a nice surprise for you guys, for her tonight, for sure. Stay on the line. Dan will get your information. And
I'm pumped. Thanks again.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for listening, too. Pretty cool. Dan, the boss will be happy.
Oh, yeah.
Got to caller six.
He'd be aroused by that one.
Had to.
No doubt about it.
Had to reset the lines. I mean, that's a major win. We will do this one more time. And thanks to Live Nation for giving us the tickets to give away. That's pretty fun. Ticketmaster.com.
I'll even tell people right now it'll be a Tim McGraw song again tomorrow.
All right. So there you go. Makes sense.
Yeah. He's the headliner. He gets three of the five.
His tour. I like it. Top of the hour, we're going to talk about juvenile crime, young people. Jacob Fry was on with Chad Hartman. The thing that jumped out to me is he is essentially asking for help. But where he needs the help might surprise you. We'll talk about that at the top of the hour. Continental Diamond time check. It's 3:58. Time to get to ContinentalDiamond.com. Check out their awesome pre-owned timepiece selection. Go to St. Louis Park. Go visit their beautiful showroom. Family-owned company. Great people. Really appreciate them being a part of the show. That's Continental Diamond. Local news coming up on Drive Time.
Boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Opetaia takes on Noel Michalian. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount Plus subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.